This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the Eagles conversation, the Phillies are obviously just to, praise me with that Beat the Hammer performance. I mean, that was something.
Oh, yeah, look at the call lines just flooding.
You got to admit, for those that root for the Hammer, I mean, Hammer came through. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Will in Jenkintown. Will, Hammer's epic. Hello.
What are you doing? Hammer's epic.
I was just going to let
absolutely
that one go.
Hey, Will.
Hammer's epic.
And Will wasn't ready to talk, and his phone was all weird, so we're moving on. Will, we'll get back to you. John in Allentown. Yo, John.
What's up, Hammer?
That's how I did.
You smoked him, man.
I did.
You guys really need to raise the level of that prize, because somebody beats Joe, it's like epic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hat. But then they got to get tore up like today and face humiliation all over a hat. I don't even think – I got 4 out of 5 today, but I don't even think I would get on that contest line and be like,
That's an Eagles hat, though. Eh? You know, that's not sneeze at that. That's not any regular hat now. I ain't a Tom Landry
it's a Super Bowl
hat. That's an Eagles hat.
I'll buy that myself. I'm all right.
All right, what do you got for us on one of our squads here, John?
All right, so – by the way, I totally agree with what John just said about the Eagles, but that's not why I called. The Phillies. I'm sick of hearing people go, they can do it. They can do it. Because they haven't done it. Like, in theory, they should be able to do it. So until I see them do it in the playoffs and finish it, they can't do it.
Well, is not the right word. That's ridiculous. That's like saying Mike Schmidt and Dr. J can't win because they didn't win, you know, in the 5 or 6 times they had a crack before they did win.
We've seen them do it just at the wrong time.
But Mike Schmidt, when it was time, he put the numbers up, baby.
Well, like, one year.
That was the way he had to get there. He had to get there. These guys are getting there. They're getting their chance, but they're not putting the numbers up where they should be. They're not the offense supposed.
Well, some are and some aren't, John. I mean, to be fair, Wheeler has pitched as well as you can pitch. I mean, Bryce has been a spectacular postseason player. I mean, we can't act like
a lot of Wheeler's games last year.
I know. Me, listen, it's a shame that Wheeler did all that he did, and they haven't won it with both of those two. I mean, really, Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler are two of the great postseason players I've ever seen, and so it stinks that they haven't. As a team won, and they've kind of wasted some of those performances. That is true.
And we have a huge, huge glaring weakness on that team.
Which is what?
The whole outfield.
Yeah, it is bad.
I mean, you're not going to choose that outfield over too many outfields.
No.
No, you're not. You're right. It's a bad outfield.
Yeah. And listen, for my character introduction, like the absolute introduction of Superman.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Was epic.
Remind me, down, Superman 1. What is it?
Which Superman are we talking about here?
Well, better be talking about Superman,
the original Superman with Chris Reeves, when they, hey, this is what's happening. We're putting him in the capsule. He will be this, you know.
Oh, in the capsule.
It's awesome, man. Like,
yeah.
He's going to come to Earth, and he's going to be a god.
The only problem is he's not Superman then. He's just a baby.
He's baby wrapped in shiny sheets.
Is Kal-El. Wasn't he Kal-El? Is that the name?
They knew he was Kal-El. Man, when he got to
Kal-El.
Earth.
So.
Yeah, I don't know, John. I'm a big fan, but
Yeah.
I mean, it is a great scene, but he's not Superman. Yeah. I mean, even when he's the kid lifting up the car, he's not Superman. So.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, so good.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah.
And even more nostalgic now that Gene's, we've lost
I agree, Rube. All right, Rube, let me ask you about Zach Wheeler from this standpoint. Is he getting, I mean, he's getting closer, but is he getting close to the Hall of Fame, or does he still have a long way to go based on his 20s really being a lot of injury and not that effective?
If he puts together two of three of these next years that are similar to where he was over the last couple of years, then I think he's got a pretty good shot at it, just because the criteria has changed pretty dramatically. It's not about, you know, 200 or 300 wins anymore.
Right, and it can't
because really, that's not happening anymore.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It's about a level of dominance during the course of your era.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to put together two really, really strong
years. He could really use a Cy Young award, too. Like a Cy Young award on that resume would really help.
Yeah, he needs a Cy. And he got screwed on one in 2021.
Corbin Burns year, he got screwed.
Absolutely screwed.
Screwed.
And then, you know, last year, Sale just happened to have a little bit better year. Just a little bit better, but it was arguably.
He's been knocking on the door. He has.
He's been fantastic.
Look, 215-592-9494. Devin, you brought up the point earlier about having been down at spring training last week that you sense the players are struggling to answer questions about just sort of coming out of last year. Frame that for the audience, what you were basically saying.
So I don't know if struggling is the word I would use. I think it's more so that they're keeping their motivations and in-season goals kind of closer to the chest than they have in previous seasons. Like, Joe, you mentioned last year, even from John Middleton down, the messaging was, you know, World Series or bust. We're pissed about the way it all ended. The previous postseason against the Diamondbacks, you know, we're – in it to win it all this year. And I didn't hear anyone utter the words World Series while I was down there. Definitely wouldn't describe it as a loose locker room. It was pretty quiet. They just seemed really focused. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. They just seemed very focused. Like they have a mission and they know the goal, but they're not necessarily talking about that with media, at least. But Rob Thompson kind of reiterated, Rube, what you've been saying throughout the show, and that's, you know, we know that we have the pieces. We have one of the best starting rotations in baseball. We have the lineup. We have a good bullpen. We know that we can compete. We just need to put it all together. And for me, that's what I'm still a little bit like. I don't think that they're going to come out and lay out the game plan for how to get the bats going in the postseason at the right time. But I've yet to hear, you know, what's changed, what's different this year that is going to make fans and media and other teams and the team itself believe that the bats can come alive and that the team can play their best baseball when it most matters.
Well, look, you can react. I mean, it's pretty fascinating because we spent so much time on the Eagles for all the obvious reasons. But this Phillies thing, it is weird in that it feels like there's not a centrally themed message or mindset or like, James, I view you as a poster child for what I'll call the turn in the fan base. Like, you were as all in as could be. And I remember when they lost last year, you were basically, and I thought you went too far, and I said it in the moment, but you were basically like, this team, as constituted, can't win a World Series.
No, I think you miss, like, of course they can win a World Series. I just went from expecting them to win a World Series to not expecting them to win a World Series. You know what I mean? Like, of course they can win a World Series. They just have to get hot at the right time.
Four games changes your thought that dramatically?
It's the back-to-back postseasons. I think they have a fatal flaw in the playoffs. Like, they could get hot. Like, in 2022, when the bats were hot, they just didn't stay hot enough for two more games. Like, of course, the bats could get hot at the right time, but I don't think this team, as constructed offensively, is a team that is built for the playoffs. Like, I think they have a fatal flaw in the playoffs where they could get hot and the ball looks like a beach ball and they get enough hits and their pitching's great where they could win, but I'm saying I went from last year expecting this group to win a World Series over the next couple years to not expecting it. That's the difference.
All right, well, look, we'll see where people stand. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, Mel Kiper's first mock draft. We have it. Who he has the Eagles picking, and this is a sweet-sounding phrase here, at pick 32. Yeah, pick 32. I think the last time they won it, didn't they have pick 31? Because is that the year the Patriots got zapped to pick?
Yes. That's a good call,
so
Joe.
This would be their first pick 32 ever, I think.
It's a great call.
Thank you, sir. They actually traded the last one to
they did to Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
Eagles got Goddard in a second rounder, and the Ravens got Lamar.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.